You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Joel Schaefer. This episode focuses on how new technology is helping to strengthen Africa's health workforce to address the enormous public health challenges there. At least 57 countries worldwide, most of which are in sub-Saharan Africa, are grappling with a crisis shortage in their health workforce. Africa has the world's highest rates of HIV and malaria, and the greatest incidence of mother and child mortality. Not having enough well-trained healthcare workers and managers compounds this further.
People are the backbone of the health system. And worldwide, there's a shortage of about 4 million workers. That means doctors, nurses, midwives, laboratory technicians. So 36 countries in Africa are below a critical shortage to deliver essential services. Therefore, we need a solution for Africa fast. We need to scale up their health workforce, all categories, as much as possible. In order to do that, distance learning, working with educational institutions in Africa, is one, but only one, possible solution in which to do this.
That was Manuel Deyrit, Director of the Human Resources for Health Department at WHO. Distance learning is a logical, low-cost, and realistic way to deal with the health worker shortage. WHO and its partners are working with educational institutions to deliver a master's degree in health workforce development. The aim? To equip health managers so they can manage and plan better so people receive the health care they need. The first consortium, led by the University of the Western Cape School of Public Health in South Africa, was launched in June 2009 with institutions in Ethiopia, Mozambique, and Rwanda. 15 students are expected to graduate in 2012. A second consortium for Francophone Africa, led by the University of Geneva in Switzerland, was launched in Geneva this week. Professor Jean-Louis Carpentier, Dean of the University's Faculty of Medicine, explains how the program is run.
The key ingredient of success of the new master degree program will be effective distant learning, since 90% of this program is essentially based on electronic learning. It will profit from the interactive e-platform developed with the support of the International Organization of La Francophonie and the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation.
Dr. Malence Getsinda, director of the Kabeya District Hospital in Rwanda, is one of the students who will graduate in 2012. He tells us how his hospital will benefit from the training.
I'll be able to improve quality of service, quality of care in my field using qualified, motivated personnel. So I think after completing this program, I will emphasize on training of managers, also reinforce in-service training, also improve research in the field, and I'll try to motivate my personnel.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you would like further information about the master's degree in health workforce development, please see the links on the transcript page of this podcast. For the World Health Organization, this is Joel Schaefer in Geneva.